Boss?
Oh, hi. How are you?
How are you today?
Fine.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
I'm afraid I have some bad news for you.
What do you mean, bad news?
I understand that Bob's been with us for almost 20 years now, and...
Bob's okay, isn't he?
Bob's fine.
Oh.
A little upset, but fine. He's been a good worker for us. He's made all his quotas. His bonuses have always been in line. But we're gonna have to let him go.
And what do you mean?
We're gonna have to fire him. And unfortunately, being the boss, sometimes you have to do things that you're not very pleased doing.
Wait, that's not very fair. He's been very loyal to you.
Yes, he has.
That's like a slap in the face.
I can imagine you feeling that way, absolutely, but...
Feeling that way? You don't understand. We just had a baby.
Yes, I do understand.
We have filled up the yin-yang.
Understood.
This is a very hard time to do this kind of a thing.
I fully agree with you, but there's something has happened down here at the office that we can't overlook. It's an image problem and a problem that you might want to address yourself. I don't know quite how to tell you, though.
Why are you firing him?
What specific reason?
What did he do?
It's a little delicate. Unfortunately, we found him on top of his desk making love to his secretary.
Oh, that son of a bitch!
Well, I can understand you're being upset at this point, but...
Upset is not the word! That stupid, rotten son of a bitch! I can't believe this!
Well, he's gonna need your support through this.
All
right, right now he's on his way home to you, and he's
on his way home to me.
Yes.
He's got another thing coming when he gets home. I'm gonna change the locks on the door. I'm throwing his shit outside on the front lawn. He can just have it all. I'm not even gonna be here when he gets back. That son of a bitch. And now I don't feel so bad about his brother.